Hello, everybody. My name is Goof Norton, and I'm gonna make this short. I think it's time that I stop putting this off, because I have been for some time, because I was just like, man, I want to figure out the perfect way to say it. I wanted the perfect way to put it. And, I didn't want to make any mistakes, because I know it would be judged quite harshly by other parties. Not you guys, but other parties. And honestly, there is no perfect way of saying it sometimes, because it's a personal perspective from my part, because a lot of other people can tell you other things similar, but we won't be the exact same. The overall message will probably be the same. It should be the same. But the finite details and all that stuff may be just a tad different based on our own personal experiences. And I think it's time that I invite you all to one of the most important things in your life that you will ever interact with, as far as I'm concerned. Because this world is getting crazy. And it is. It's getting crazier and crazier. We're dealing with more and more strange things every day. It's all ramping up. It really is. And this isn't just because the world is getting the way it is. This is because I want what is best for everyone that can ever hear my voice. And I'm sorry again, I do really apologize for not posting these that often. I've been really focused on streaming, and that kind of has taken over. I've been enjoying it, but I miss the podcast. I will hopefully be able to continue more. But what I'm trying to introduce you to is simply Jesus. He is worth trying. That is the best way I could probably say it. He is worth trying. Because in him and through him, we have comfort, we have identity, we have security, and we have unconditional love. Those things are things that people are endlessly searching for in everything else. They're searching for it in drugs, they're searching for it in multiple partners, they're searching for it in trying to chase money. But all those things are fruitless in the end. If you don't have someone who has your back 24/7, who is guiding you through life, and guess what? The Christian life, it is fun. You can ask many people. It still is fun. Still plenty of fun. But the one thing that I enjoy about it most is having that love there, that unconditional love, that no matter, because here's the thing, we're not perfect. None of us are. There are no perfect people, and I will never say that. There's Christians out there who say that they're wrong, who say that, oh, well, I'm perfect, because no, we've all lived horrible, terrible, very, regretful lives. We've done some things we regret. Trust me, I am not that good of a person. Or at least I wasn't, I should say. I'm better now. But that's because of the way I was raised. Because I was raised in the church. And I had those foundations in, instilled upon me. But I did walk away at some point. I did walk away. I walked away at some point. I went off, said some things, did some things, and guess what? I ended up coming back because I this the Bible and all this seemed far more consistent and true and solid than the world ever was. It's always there. It's consistent. Everything I need to know about life and how to deal with situations, all in the Bible. And for anybody new trying to try this out, it's simple as just finding yourself, in a nice, decent church and really just sitting down for a little bit, listening, paying attention, because I know this is scary to take on your own. And I know people have their reserves about it, but I personally think it's worth trying. It's worth trying. Trust me, your life will change. Your life will absolutely change when you interact with this. And I mean truly interact. with this. Because I, whether you want to believe it or not, these things are going to come to an end at some point. They will. I don't know when. Even the Bible says no man knows the day nor, the hour. So, the end will come when it's time for it to come. And I don't want to live this life regretting not ever being able to tell you guys about this. Because that is one of my jobs as a Christian, is just to tell people. We're supposed to bring it up at some point to some people. Because if I'm enjoying myself so much on this side, why wouldn't I tell you about it? We tell each other about good music, good food, good games, good, did I say movies? Movies, shows, we tell each other about everything else good. But why is it when it comes to living life and having something that secures you eternally and while you're still here on this planet, my mental health is better than it has ever been. My perspective on life is better than it has ever been. I'm the least amount stressed right now. I've been, and here's the thing, I've been secure and not even stressed while I didn't have a job for about a whole year while I wasn't working. I was secure. Why? Because I had Jesus on my back. Oh my gosh, I tell you, it really is a good life, people. It's not the easiest life in the world. The world is really after you. They'll persecute you any chance they get, even though we're supposed to be living a life of love, because that's what Jesus did. Jesus didn't judge anybody. From the poorest to the richest, Jesus treated everybody equally with love and respect. So, that is what I have to present to you. And as I say, I love you guys too much to let that happen, to let that go. So if there's anything else, if there's nothing else I ever get to say on this show, because of my spreading of the message of love, because that is what it is. It's not religion, it's love. Love. Christ did the things he did. He got crucified because of love, not because of any money, any greed, any sort of thing like that, but because of love. Love is where redemption is. Love is where redemption is. That much I know. Oh, man. Oof. And I had to say that today. And here's one thing that I have to also note and leave with you guys today. That is one thing I usually say at the end of the podcast. I'm sure you know it by now. I usually say that, remember that love is patient. That is a verse, actually. I don't know if it's my favorite, but it is a verse from the Bible. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 8. And this was, and the book is titled Corinthians because it was written to the church in Corinth, which is one of those, I believe it was a city. I don't remember. Golly. My brain is, it's early in the morning, so my brain isn't exactly. Yes, it was. All right. Yes, it was a city. It was a port city, actually. It no longer exists, as far as I know. Most of the ancient civilizations that existed, obviously, were built over, just like any other port in history, where we've kind of developed our societies, and now it is something else. But the verse simply says, "Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude." It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice on wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. So hopefully, this has given you something to think about. Because love is all these things. Love is not, I'm like, man, the Bible even talks about how people are in the last days. It does. It really describes it quite clearly. And that's the scary part for me. Because I'm like, how accurate? Because that's how I knew some of this was, that's how I knew this was truth. Because I kept seeing things that I'm like, oh my gosh, this does reflect how society is. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is accurate. This is scary. I can't believe that this is. But this is the last thing I give you. Because I wanted this. I wanted this to at least touch somebody's ears. But I'm grateful for all of you being here for so long. And that's why, you know, that's why I always choose to have the sense of being very grateful. And this is what I was looking for. And this is in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. That is the whole thing. That is all the way through verse 5. And so I will leave you with that. Take that as you will. I love you guys, and I wanted to give you that message. Simple as that. But as always, remember that love is patient. And I'll see you guys hopefully in the next episode. Peace.